Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good day, Loopholes. Good day, H-Town. In the Loop, episode 156. Shout out to Muggsy Bogues, number one. Shout out to Lawrence Taylor, number 56. Probably passed out in a ditch somewhere after a long day of blow. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig behind the glass. It is a football Friday, and we are 2 days away, John Lopez, from what I consider the best single day in all of sports.
I would disagree, but it's potato, potato. I hate that because nobody ever says potato. Who in the world?
Who says tomato?
Nobody says potato. Nobody says tomato. But I just used it as a reference there. But yeah, no. I like another weekend in the NFL. You can probably figure out which one. But no, it's here, man, and it's going to be big time.
It's not a weekend; it's an individual day. Now you're not following instructions, OG, which would not be surprising. By the way, John, before you get to what you got, that was the most fraudulent display you put on yesterday with that cold weather debate, where you said the Chiefs were practicing indoors year,
See,
and then a photo surfaces 10 minutes later with them practicing outdoors
from yesterday's practice. But first of all, that was from yesterday's practice, not the day before. And my point wasn't about the Chiefs. My point was it's vastly overrated to practice outdoors.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Get ready for the conditions.
But what were you
saying?
Ain't
nobody getting ready for
you?
The conditions. No. I have a couple of sneaky great sports days that I think you'll agree on.
All right, we're going to get into those at 10:40. We're also going to talk about guys that you looked up to that you met that ended up being total turds. This in the spirit of Chris Berman and Tom Jackson reuniting on Sunday, because if you don't know, Chris Berman is kind of a turd. He's been known to discuss drug smuggling, maybe possible sexual harassment, and he's been known to yell at his coworkers. We got that audio, so we'll play that at 10:40. Coming up next, Mad Radio did it. Sean Pendergast is the brains behind it. Bill O'Brien, how can he become more likable? We'll get into that in 10 minutes. But first, we're joined by two special guests, two of my favorite people, Mike Meltzer, Paul Gallant of Mad Radio. Guys, how you guys doing?
Very well.
I know, Mike. I know sometimes
y'all
you're
are
not
officially
a morning
loopholes
guy.
Now, by the way.
Y'all are.
By the way, you're
going
to maybe go to the game. The rugby game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm joining the loopholes for the rugby game. Well, yeah. I want to convince the loopholes that I'm not the ass that they all make me out to be.
I don't think they think that.
On the
I
air.
It's just a joke.
In person.
No, it's you're the Josh Beard of, what is it?
Fantasy Advice. Josh Beard of Fantasy Advice. The reason these guys are here is because since it is such a big sports day, we're going to have a Mad Radio In the Loop Fantasy Challenge. And we're each going to draft a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. And we're going to see who has the best score and who has the worst. Mm-hmm. If you have the best, all you get to do is brag. But if you have the worst, you have to eat a spoonful of ketchup. And that means that if the Mad Radio team loses, you both have to eat a spoonful of ketchup. And this was motivated by something yesterday
that
happened.
The winner's got to win something. Everybody throw in $2.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Two, four, six, eight. You get $8.
Yeah, $8.
Whatever. You get $8.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds great.
Everybody
John.
Throws in $2.
But yesterday we had a ketchup challenge on Mad Radio, and this is what it sounded like when I completely wet the bed in front of the millions of people that listen to Mad Radio.
He has lifted up the spoon.
This is Heinz. I don't even need to taste it. Here, this is Heinz. Yeah.
Cocky.
That's Hunt.
No, it is.
He got it wrong. Did he get it wrong? Oh, my God.
That's the red Hunt.
That is not Hunt.
I'll taste it.
That's enough. That's enough.
Yeah. So I actually tasted it.
It got worse.
We don't need to hear that. But I did discover that no punishment is worse than having to eat ketchup by itself. So that's what the loser will have to do. We have the draft order. Figgy's actually going to draft first, then Lopez, then Mad Radio, and then myself. And 713-572-4610 if you want to throw in some suggestions for other punishments. But Figgy, you got the first pick. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Oh,
first pick.
That's a little bit of an upset already, isn't it?
The disappointment.
Although we might last. Is this going all the way to the Super Bowl or just this weekend?
Just this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Just this weekend.
I'm next.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Okay, so Paul, I think we're going to be on the same page on this one.
This makes it very easy. We're going to take Drew Brees.
Yes. Okay.
So I can let Goff sit there for a little bit now because you guys got all the quarterbacks.
No. We're not doing that. Because if you're going to do the rule that the fourth guy gets the quarterback, you draft the quarterback.
I'm not drafting a quarterback right now.
Drafting a quarterback right now by default. So you're going to get two picks, non-quarterbacks, and that's an unfair advantage to the rest of us.
That's what's going
to
happen.
No. Let's put it to a vote.
Now we got the Lopez making up rules.
Let's put it to a vote. His rule was the fourth quarterback goes to the fourth team no matter what.
Well, I don't think it should be that way. Like the Daryl Morey approach would be if Landry passes on the quarterback, someone squats on the last one.
If you're going to do that, then coming back, one of us can take Jared Goff.
Of course. Absolutely.
Right. The flex.
I'll take Jared Goff.
That changes his mind pretty quick.
He was going to be the first quarterback I took anyways. Okay. I think Goff's going to have a big week. And then I'm going to take Alvin Kamara as my running back from the Saints.
Dirty, dirty dog.
Now we got the Mad Radio guys.
Okay, so this is weird because we're going to confer on the air sort of silently.
Right. So it is PPR, and I think if there's one person that is going to deliver in this game and get a whole lot of looks, we all know who it's going to be. It's going to be James White, running back from the New England Patriots. Mike, I want to see how you feel about this, though, first.
All right, so this
because
James...
we still have Todd Gurley. We still have Mark Ingram. We have Sony Michel, who had a really good game as well.
Yeah, Michael Thomas, too.
Michael Thomas is available,
too. That was what I was thinking of. You know what? Is it too risky? But the Chiefs have linebackers who can't really cover. Let's roll with it. If the Patriots are going to win this game, James White's playing a big role.
Wow. Thank you for rolling with it.
I don't even know if he was on my board. But
I'm
going
to take 0.5 seconds to say Michael Thomas. It's a PPR, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Michael Thomas.
He had 213 yards the last time these teams met.
James White had 15 catches last week.
You got two picks.
That's the first big mistake of the draft right there.
What's that?
You're
taking the guy who had 15 catches last week?
Mark it. You got two, Figgy.
All right, let me get Tyreek Hill.
Oh, gosh. You woman beater.
What? Tyreek Hill is your.
You got one more
first
Figgy.
Pick. You got another one
Figgy,
coming up.
You need
up.
A running back and a flex.
Give me Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. Wow.
So it comes back to me. It
comes back to John, the OG. You already got Pat Mahomes and Michael Thomas.
I can't take Tyreek Hill, can I?
You can't. He just took him.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's right. I could take Kamara, right?
No, I took Kamara, brother.
Okay, I'm not listening then. I'm not listening to you. I will take.
Yeah, you're struggling, dude.
No, I'm not. Strategizing. Travis Kelce is my flex.
Travis Kelce as the flex. Okay, so John's got Travis Kelce.
Wait a second. Is there a flex and a tight end, or is there
a
tight
end?
No,
just a flex. Just
okay.
A flex.
So you,
okay. You can get a kick returner if you want.
Okay.
In fact, I encourage you to.
Let's not do that.
Okay, so John has gone with Travis Kelce.
He has.
Yeah. So who is it on now?
It is on y'all.
It's on us. Okay.
And you have a running... No, you have wide receiver and flex.
We have wide receiver and flex left.
Or running back if they want. So they
we could.
Oh, they could make
could
that the
that.
Flex.
Yeah.
Yes, let's see.
I feel like it's got to be between one of these two guys here. Well, I don't know what you think. Mm. See, Paul actually plays fantasy. I play in a college league where I was awful this season. Because I don't know if we want to... Or we can go with this guy and really kind of double
if
up
If we double
on,
down on Edelman and James White, that would be going with a lot. James White's going to get a lot of looks. I think Edelman's going to get a lot of looks. But
yes.
I do think that we should diversify our portfolio, if you will.
Okay, would you go with...
So, look, Brandon Cooks is someone that is going up against his old team, and it's in the Superdome, but it really is a matter of do you trust Jared Goff? And also, I mean, we still have available on the board some other running backs to put at the flex. We could go after
Sony Michel,
C.J. Anderson, and Mark Ingram.
I feel like we should go with Edelman, just because you know he's going to get targets.
Okay, I'm game for that.
Let's do that. We're doubling down on the Patriots.
Y'all have Edelman, White, and Breeze.
Yep.
Which brings it to me right now. I need a wide receiver and a flex. I'm gonna make a surprise pick right here.
All
right. He's been hurt all year, but I think that there's an opportunity for him to do something here. I'm going to take Sammy Watkins of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
I think Sammy
gosh.
Watkins could have a big day. Mark that, Figgy. Mark that reaction when that happens.
Gosh. This is candy from a baby.
This
man.
Is going to be this
like candy from a baby.
And I will conclude this with my flex. My final flex will be... Good Lord. I'm going to take Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
Brandon Cooks.
from the Rams.
Tough thing is you don't know exactly who they're throwing to.
Exactly. Right.
And they're going to whoever, and someone's going to be facing Lattimore.
Exactly. So now Paul and Mike, you have Breeze, you have James White, you have Edelman. Y'all got one spot remaining. It can be anything, wide receiver, tight end, running back. Your flex.
Okay. So there are some guys available, and here's the tricky thing. Do you trust this
the CJ Anderson thing?
Like, if I don't know, I don't know if I want Mark Ingram in there because we just saw what the Cowboys were not able to do with Ezekiel Elliott running on the Rams defense this past week.
Yes.
Thick J Anderson is, you know, because he got two C's there. That one is a really difficult one, I think, to roll the dice with. Listen, but I'm willing to roll the dice with Thick J Anderson.
Are you?
He has made it work somehow. I don't know how he has made it work.
I want to veto this one.
Okay.
I want to veto. I don't listen. They're going down Todd Gurley.
Mark that down. Thick J Anderson.
Mark that down. We're going to go with Robert Woods.
Robert Woods?
Robert Woods. R. Woods.
Oh, Paul does not like it. There is.
This on is me, on I got
your
a running
final
back?
Pick. Your final pick.
Michelle's available?
Yes.
And Gurley's available?
No.
No.
No. Okay, so Michelle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Michelle.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Golly.
I got a juggernaut.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a steal right there.
Yeah.
Figgy, you got to wrap it up. You got Tom Brady, Tyreek Hill, and Todd Gurley. Good Lord, you got a squad. You need to take one more. You can take any. You can take your flex right now.
Did anybody take Brandon Cooks?
Yes, I did.
Mark Ingram.
There you go.
All right.
Mark Ingram. Yeah. So there we go. We'll post these on Sports Radio.
Everybody announce your team. Figgy, announce your team.
Mark Ingram, Tom Brady, Tyreek Hill, Todd Gurley.
I got Patrick Mahomes, Sony Michel, Michael Thomas, and Travis Kelce.
Good Lord.
That's a good squad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Y'all, I got the second pick. Y'all gave it to me.
Now, the Mad Radio team.
All right, quarterback Drew Brees, running back James White, wide receiver Julian Edelman, and our flex is Robert Woods.
And if C.J. Anderson does what he did last week, Paul Gallant's going to be very upset with you, especially if you
have that's
I'm
right.
Feeling good. We got the guy who, it's PPR, we got a guy who had 15 catches last week at running back. I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, I got Jared Goff, Alvin Kamara, Sammy Watkins, and Brandon Cooks. So go either way. I think right now John Lopez is probably the favorite, which is a shock to us all. Nobody saw that coming.
I did.
Appreciate you guys for doing this with us.
We are very excited about
Sunday. Thanks for staying.
You can win $8 or you're going to eat a spoonful of ketchup.
There you go. Yeah, and you don't want to do that, trust me. It's not enjoyable. Coming up next, how can Bill O'Brien become more likable? Is it possible? We'll get into that next. It's In the Loop with Landry, Lopez, and Figgy on Sports Radio 60.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.